the two of them. No matter what they say, it's all about money. So let's imagine, ladies, that you're a savings and loan officer. Watch. One, two, three. See? You've got it all, and we've got nothing. And you have all four. Take a look. But I wouldn't trust you with real gold. That's why this one's only worth about a penny. And if you wonder where the other one went, watch.
Penny from the air. How much for the rest? Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Great party, Philip.
Well, my wife went to a lot of trouble. She called a caterer.
Excuse me, Ann. Howard, how are you?
Philip, good. Hey, I understand Edward's taking over Morse Industries.
Yeah, well, he's not here to get a suntan.
Can I get in on it?
Yeah, call me.
When?
Just call me. Hi, I'm Philip Stuckey, Edward Lewis's lawyer.
Hey, where's the guest of honor, anyway?
Well, if I know him, he's probably off in a corner somewhere charming a very pretty lady. How will he?
I told my secretary to make the arrangements. Didn't she call you?
Yes, she did. I speak to your secretary more than I speak to you.
I see.
I have my own life, too, you know, Edward.
This is a very important week for me. I need you here.
But you never give me any notice. You just think I'm at your beck and call.
I do not believe that you are at my beck and call.
Well, that's the way you always make me feel. Maybe I should just move out.
If that's what you want, yes.
All right, when you get back to New York, we'll discuss.
Now is as good a time as any.
That's fine with me, Edward. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jessica.
Phil suggests that maybe I should
Phil
take a look.
Phil is just my lawyer, okay?
Yes, sir.
How did the Morse stock open at the Nikkei?
I don't know.
You don't know? Tokyo opened maybe 90 minutes ago. You have to keep on top of these things, all right?
Done. Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Hi, how are you doing? Well, this whole thing wrapped up as soon as possible. I got to get to New York by Sunday. I got tickets to the Met.
Yes, sir.
Your coat, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you.
Edward.
Susan.
Hi. I was sorry to hear about Carter.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Heard you got married.
Couldn't wait for you.
Susan, tell me something.
Yes.
When you and I were dating, did you speak to my secretary more than you spoke to me?
She was one of my bridesmaids.
Huh. Your husband's a very lucky guy. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
To you?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
He's leaving. Edward's leaving.
Excuse me. Is this Mr. Stuckey's car?
Hello, Stucky, got chair.
Edward, where are you going?
Do you have the keys to your car?
Why, what's wrong with the limo?
Look, the limo is buried back there. Daryl can't get it out. Please give me the keys.
All right, look, I don't think you should drive. You're a little excited. Don't drive my car. Let me work something out here. Fellas, what kind of a system is this? Can you move these cars out of here? Look, Edward, are you familiar with a stick shift? Have you driven a shift?
Yeah.
Listen, all right, just be ginger with it. Don't, it's a new car. Don't,
Okay, I can do it.
It's just Edward! Give me a break, please.
I love this car.
I love it, too. Look, you don't even know where you're going. You're going to get lost in the dark. Beverly Hills is down the hill.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kissed me.
Shit.
We were never carved in stone. If I don't listen to the talk of the town, then maybe I can fool myself. I'll get over you. I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not sinking. And I'll tell myself I'm over you. Cause I'm the king of wishful thinking.
Yeah, honey, we're looking.
Yeah, I am.
in. That's my job. At the end of the month, I collect everybody's rent. Now give me the money or you're at it.
You're my friends, only have us at the bar. Gonna tell my friends, gonna tell them all that I'm a wild one. Oh yeah, I'm a wild one. Gonna break your news, gonna keep them moving wild. Gonna keep them swimming, baby, I'm a real wild child. I'm a wild one. Oh yeah, I'm a wild one. Gonna break it loose, gonna keep it moving wild. Gonna keep it swinging, baby, I'm a real wild child.
Welcome to Hollywood. Everybody comes to Hollywood, got a dream. What's your dream? What's your dream? Hey, mister. Hey, what's your dream?
Have a good one.
She bought it over there.
Detective Albertson, what do you know about that girl?
I tell you, man, I don't know who she hang with.
Come on, guy. We just pulled her out of a dumpster in the back. Who's her pimp?
Cocaine her pimp. She a strawberry. She be out on these streets day in, day out, trading her sorry self for some crack.
And what do you do?
I cool.
Come on, baby. Hey, excuse me. What are you, from the press?
No, we're from Orlando.
Oh, I don't believe this. Do you see, I got tourists photographing the body out.
Been in here?
Upstairs, the pool room.
Yo, Viv.
Is it all gone?
Carlos, you know my roommate. Vivian, this is Angel Lepson.
I know everybody. Is it all gone, Kit?
Carlos sold me some great shit. We just had this party. I was the hostess.
I can't believe you bought drugs with our rent. What is going on with you, Kit?
I needed a little pick-me-up.
Oh, well, we need rent money.
Oh, calm down, chica. She only owes me $200
more. Carlos, another $200?
That was from way before.
That's right, $200, Vivian. But if you want to work off her money with me, we can work something out.
That's a very sweet offer, Carlos, but not now. Come on, Viv, come down.
Work out. Work out what? What are we going to work out?
You really like her, Carlos? You took it while I was sleeping? We're unavailable for consultation.
Hey, let's go. Snack.
Besides, it's my apartment.
Yeah, well, I have to live there too, Kit.
Look, you came here. I gave you some money. I gave you a place to stay and some valuable vocational advice. It was on my case. I had to give him something, so don't irritate me.
This ain't a buffet, Kit.
Irritate you? I just saw a girl pulled out of a dumpster.
I know. Skinny Marie, but she was a flake. She was a crackhead. Dominic was trying to straighten her out for months.
Don't you want to get out of here?
Get out of where? Where the fuck do you want to go?
Excuse me.
Huh?
Can you tell me how to get to Beverly Hills?
You're here. That's Sylvester Stallone's house right there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, yo, Rachel.
What?
Yeah, you see the stars on the sidewalk, babe?
Yeah.
Well, Vivian and me, we work Bob Hope. We work the Ritz Brothers. We work Fred Astaire. We work all the way down to Ella Fitzgerald. This is our turf. We got seniority. You better get off our corner.
Forgive me. I was just taking a rest here.
Besides, she's new.
Yeah. Well, I'm old, so go rest up by Monty Hall, Esther Wilson.
Williams.
Esther Williams, where you belong.
Back off, Kit. You know, you're really becoming a grouch.
Am I really a grouch?
Yes. Sometimes.
Well, just because I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get something to eat.
Hey, girl!
Hey, yo, baby!
How about a freebie? It's my birthday!
Dream on! It's
looking really slow tonight.
Yeah, well, maybe we should get a pimp, you know. Carlos really digs you.
And then he'll run our lives and take our money.
No, you're right. We say who, we say when, we say how much.
Do you think I look like Carol Channing?
No, I love this look. It's very glamorous.
But I'm a choice.
Oh, yo, catch this.
Wait a minute. That's a Lotus Esprit.
No, that's rent.
You should go for him. You look hot tonight.
Don't take less than 100. Call me when you're through.
Take care of you.
Take care of you.
Work it. Work it, baby. Work it. Work it. Own it.
Yes, you can handle this. First is here somewhere.
Hey, Sugar, you looking for a date?
No, I want to find Beverly Hills. Can you give me directions?
Sure. For $5.
Ridiculous.
Price just went up to 10.
You can't charge me for directions.
I can do anything I want to, baby. I ain't lost.
All right, okay. All right, you win, I lose. Can you change for 20?
For 20, I'll show you personal. Even show you where the stars live.
Oh, that's all right. I've already been to Stallone's.
Right. Down the street, make a right. Lights. Lights would be good here.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
No, not exactly. What's your name?
What do you want it to be? Vivian. My name is Vivian.
So what hotel are you staying at?
The Regent Beverly Wilshire.
Been down the block, right at the corner. Man, this baby must corner like it's on rails.
Beg your pardon?
Well, doesn't it blow your mind? This is only 4 cylinders.
You know about cars. Where'd that come from?
Road and track. Boys back home I grew up with, they were really into American heavy metal. Mustangs, Corvettes. They bought them cheap and fixed them up. I paid attention. So how is it you know so little about cars?
My first car was a limousine. So where is this heavy metal home?
Milledgeville, Georgia. You know, I think you left your transmission back there. You're not shifting right. This is a standard H.
Standard H. Like I know what that means. You ever driven a Lotus?
No.
You're gonna start right now.
You're joking.
No, it's the only way I can get you off my coat.
Fasten your seatbelt. I am taking you for the ride of your life. I'm gonna show you what this car can really do. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Hang on.
Okay.
Here we go. This has pedals like a race car. They're really close together. So it's probably easier for a woman to drive because they have little feet. Except me, I wear a size 9. You know your foot's as big as your arm from your elbow to your wrist? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's a little bit of trivia.
Tell me, what kind of money you girls make these days? Ballpark.
Can't take less than $100.
$100 a night?
For an hour.
An hour? You make $100 an hour and you got a safety pin holding your boot up? You gotta be joking.
I never joke about money.
Neither do I. $100 an hour. Pretty stiff.
Well, no. But it's got potential.
Good evening, Mr. Lewis. Will you be needing the car anymore tonight?
I hope not.
Ah. You're here.
Yeah. So you'll be all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna grab a cab with my 20 bucks.
Go back to your office.
Yeah. My office, yeah.
Well, thanks for the ride.
See ya.
Bye. No taxis?
No, I like the bus.
Now, I was thinking, did you really say $100 an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have any prior engagements, I'd be very pleased if you would accompany me into the hotel.
You got it. What is your name?
Edward.
Edward? That's my favorite name in the whole world.
No.
I tell you what, this is fate, Edward. That's what this is.
Why don't you put this on?
Why?
Well, this hotel is not the kind of establishment that rents rooms by the hour.
Ah. Wow.
It's all right.
Holy shit.
You're gonna be fine. Come with me. And stop fidgeting.
Good evening, Mr. Lewis.
Hello. You have messages?
Yes, we have several.
Thank you. Could you send up some champagne and strawberries, please?
Of course. Room service for Mr. Lewis, please.
Oh, honey. You know what's happened? I've got a runner in my pantyhose. I'm not wearing pantyhose. Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Close your mouth, dear. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Try.
Penthouse.
The penthouse?
Yes. To the left. Oh. I miss keys. Impressed?
You're kidding me. I come here all the time. As a matter of fact, they do rent this room by the hour.
Sure they do.
Wow, great view. I bet you can see all the way to the ocean from out here.
I'll take your word for it. I don't go out there.
Why don't you go out there?
I'm afraid of heights.
You are? So how come you rented the penthouse?
It's the best. I've looked all around for penthouses on the first floor, but I can't find one.
Well, now that you have me here, what are you going to do with me?
You want to know something? I don't have a clue.
No?
I didn't exactly plan this.
Well, do you plan everything?
Always.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was, a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you could pay me. That's one way to maybe break the ice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I assume cash is acceptable.
Cash works for me, yeah.
You're on my fax.
Well, that's one I haven't been on before.
Cute. She's very cute. Thank you.
All right. There we go. Pick one. I got red, I got green, I got yellow. I'm out of purple, but I do have one gold circle coin left. The condom of champions, the one and only. Nothing is getting through this sucker. What do you say?
A buffet of safety.
I'm a safety girl. All right. Let's get one of these on you.
No, why don't we just talk for a little bit, okay?
Yeah, okay. Edward, are you in town on business or pleasure?
Business, I think.
Business, you think. Well, let me guess. That would make you a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think I'm a lawyer?
You've got that sharp, useless look about you.
Bet you've known a lot of lawyers.
I've known a lot of everybody. What is that?
Champagne.
Oh, well. Might as well make myself useful. Take a load off.
Good evening.
Hi.
Where would you like it?
Where would we like it?
Over by the bar.
Excuse me.
It'll be on your bill, Mr. Lewis. Thank you.
What are you looking at? What is he looking at?
Yes. Here we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So have a nice
tip. Wow. I missed that one.
Don't worry about it.
You mind if I take my boots off?
Not at all.
So, do you have a wife? Girlfriend?
I have both.
Where are they? Shopping together.
My ex-wife is now in Long Island in my ex-home with my ex-dog. There you go. My ex-girlfriend, Jessica, is in New York, moving out of my apartment even as we speak. You should try strawberry.
Why?
It brings out the flavor in the champagne.
Oh, groovy. Good. Don't you drink?
No.
Listen, I appreciate this whole seduction scene you've got going, but let me give you a tip. I'm a sure thing, okay? So I'm on an hourly rate. Could we just move along?
Somehow I'm sensing that this time problem is a major issue with you. Why don't we just get through that right now?
Great, let's get started.
How much for the entire night?
Stay here. We couldn't afford it.
Try me.
$300.
Done. Thank you. Now we can relax.
I'll be out in just a minute. That champagne kind of got to me.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I'd be out in just a minute.
What do you have in your hand? What are you hiding?
Nothing.
All right, look, I do not want any drugs here. I don't want any of this. Get your things and your money and please leave.
I don't do drugs, all right? I stopped doing drugs when I was 14.
What is this? This is dental floss.
Yeah, so I had all those strawberry seeds. And you shouldn't neglect your gums.
Sorry. Please continue.
Thank you. Are you going to watch?
No, I'm good.
Thank you.
It's just that very few people surprise me.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. Most of them shock the hell out of me. You're watching.
I'm going. Yes, that may be true, Vance. Yes, I know, but I still need the numbers on Morse Industries. Uh-huh. I've got them from London. I need them now from Tokyo. I'll call down and get them when I want them. Thank you very much.
I have a little carpet picnic here. Are you sure you don't want a drink?
I'm high on life, can't you tell?
You know, I never saw this episode.
What do you want?
What do you do?
Everything. But I don't kiss on the mouth.
Neither do I.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning, morning, sir.
Good morning,
Mr. Thomas.
Morning, Marjorie.
Of course Morse is going to fight. It's to be expected. He's run his company for a very long time now. I don't think he's ready to have his name taken off the stationery.
He wants to meet you face to face.
Okay. I wouldn't do it. Sure you wouldn't, but do it anyhow. Tonight, dinner. Set it up.
Oh, Edward, look, it's really not a good idea that you see him. Definitely not alone. You know, he's a feisty old guy. You know, we say the wrong thing, we could wind up in court.
Well, you know, there's always a possibility things are going to go wrong. That's why I enjoy this so much. Oh, by the way, Phil, about your car.
Oh, God. What?
It corners like it's on rails.
What? What does that mean?
Edward.
Hi.
Well, good morning.
Red.
Better.
You didn't wake me. I can see you're really busy. I'm going to be out of here in just a minute.
No, there's no hurry. Are you hungry? You must be. Why don't you sit and have something to eat? I took the liberty of ordering everything on the menu. I didn't know what you'd like.
Thanks.
All right? Good. Did you sleep well?
Yeah, too good. Forgot where I was.
Occupational hazard?
Yeah. Did you sleep?
Yes, a little on the couch. I was working last night.
You don't sleep, you don't do drugs, you don't drink, you hardly eat. What do you do, Edward? Because I know you're not a lawyer.
That's right. There are four other chairs here.
So what do you do?
I buy companies.
What kind of companies?
I buy companies that are in financial difficulty.
If they have problems, you must get them for a bargain, huh?
Well, the company I'm buying this week, I'm getting for the bargain price of about $1
billion. $1 billion?
Yes.
Wow. You must be really smart, huh? I only got through 11th grade. How far did you go in school?
I went all the way.
Your folks must be really proud, huh? So you don't actually have $1 billion, huh?
No, I get some of it from banks, investors. It's not an easy thing to do.
And you don't make anything?
No.
And you don't build anything?
No.
So what do you do with the companies once you buy them?
I sell them.
Here, let me do that. You sell them?
Well, I don't sell the whole company. I break it up into pieces, and then I sell that off. It's worth more than the whole.
So it's sort of like stealing cars and selling them for the parts, right?
Yeah, sort of. But legal.
Mm-hmm. There, see, now it's perfect.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Where'd you learn to do that?
Well, I screwed the debate team in high school. I had a grandpa. He was nice to me. He liked ties on Sundays. Mind if I take a swim in your tub before I go?
Not at all. Just stay in the shallow end.
Hello?
Edwin, it's Phil. Listen, I'm running out the door. I just want to let you know Morse is all set for tonight.
Oh, that's good.
He's bringing his grandson.
He's grooming him to take over, Adam.
Oh, yes. Very intense young man named David. Plays polo.
Look, I gotta say this again. I don't like you going alone, you know?
Look, well, I just think it'd be better if you went with a date, you know? Keep it social.
Got the note
Henry?
Talk to Dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm here.
If what you is want to impress me.
Housekeeping is singing.
Yeah.
Listen,
Edward, I know a lot of nice girls.
No, you don't.
I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Besides, I already have one.
If you want to impress me.
You just concentrate on finding out what Morse is up to.
Be too flirty,
I'm on my way.
I don't have to undress me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. I want to be your Well, maybe you could be mine. Mm-hmm. You just leave it all up to me.
Don't you just love Prince?
More than life itself.
Don't you knock?
Vivian, I have a business proposition for you.
What do you want?
I'm going to be in town until Sunday. I'd like you to spend the week with me.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to hire you as an employee. Would you consider spending the week with me? I will pay you to be at my beck and call.
Look, I'd love to be your beck and call girl, but you're a rich, good-looking guy. You could get a million girls free.
I want a professional. I don't need any romantic hassles this week.
If you're talking 24 hours a day, it's gonna cost you.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, here we go. Give me a ballpark figure. How much?
6 full nights, days to 4,000.
6 nights at 300 is 1,800.
You want days too?
2,000.
3,000.
Done.
Holy shit!
Vivian. Vivian, is that a yes?
Yes. Yes.
I'll be gone most of the day. I want you to buy some clothes.
You really should think about traveler's checks.
We may be going out evenings. You'll need something to wear.
Like what?
Nothing too flashy, not too sexy. Conservative, you understand?
Boring.
Elegant. Any questions?
Can I call you Eddie?
Not if you expect me to answer.
I would have stayed for 2,000.
I would have paid 4. I'll see you tonight.
Baby, I'm going to treat you so nice, you're never going to want to let me go.
3,000 for 6 days. And Vivian, I will let you go.
But I'm here now.
Hello.
I called and called. Where were you last night?
Ma?
It's Viv.
Oh, hi. I had to party. Where are you?
Oh, man. Are you ready for this? The guy? The Lotus? I am in his hotel room in Beverly Hills. The penthouse. His bathroom is bigger than the Blue Banana.
Do I have to hear this?
Kid, he wants me to stay the whole week. And you know what he's gonna give me?
Guess. He'll never guess. $3,000.
Bullshit! I swear to God, and extra money to buy clothes.
Oh, man, I am bummed I gave that guy to you. 3,000, really? Is he twisted?
No.
Ugly?
He's good looking.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Nothing.
Did he give you the money yet?
It's the end of the week.
That's what's wrong with him.
Well, he gave me 300 for last night. And Kit, I'm gonna leave some at the front desk for you. I want
you to pick it up. I'm at the Regent Beverly Wilshire. Write it down. Are you writing it down? You'll forget it. Write it down.
Reg. Bev. Will.
Now.
One more thing. Where do I go for the clothes? Good stuff on him.
In Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Rodeo Drive, baby.
Eh sì, grazie. Scusami, può dire come funziona questa? Ah.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm leaving this here for Kit DeLuca. She's gonna pick it up. Don't open that. No, ma'am.
Capisce come fa.
Va bene, molto grazie, eh? Arrivederci. Andiamo.
Miss Wilson, do you know that lady?
No, sir.
May I help you?
Well, I'm just checking things out.
Are you looking for something in particular?
No, well, yeah. Something conservative.
Yes.
You got nice stuff.
Thank you.
How much is this?
I don't think this would fit you.
Well, I didn't ask if it would fit. I asked how much it was.
How much is this, Marie?
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Look, I got money to spend in here.
I don't think we have anything for you. You're obviously in the wrong place. Please leave.
Cardboard thing. I'm on the top floor.
You're a guest here?
I'm with a friend.
Mm-hmm. And who would that be?
Edward.
Edward?
Edward. Edward, He knows me.
Dennis. Yeah. Dennis, did you just come off the night shift?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Do you know this young lady?
She's with Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis?
That's it. Edward Lewis. Thanks, Dennis.
Evidently, she joined him last night.
Thank you.
Oh, God, what now? What? What is with everybody today?
Just come with me and have a little chat. Thank you, Dennis. And what is your name, miss?
What do you want it to be?
Don't play with me, young lady.
Vivian.
Thank you. Vivian. Well, Miss Vivian, things that go on in other hotels don't happen at the Regent Beverly Wilshire. Now, Mr. Lewis, however, is a very special customer, and we like to think of our special customers as friends. Now, as a customer, we would expect Mr. Lewis to sign in any additional guests, but as a friend, we're willing to overlook it. Now, I'm assuming that you're a relative?
Yes.
I thought so. Then you must be his
niece?
Of course. Naturally, when Mr. Lewis leaves, I won't see you in this hotel again. I assume you have no other uncles here? Good, then we understand each other. I would also encourage you to dress a little more appropriately. That'll be all.
No, that's not all. That's what I was trying to do. I tried to go get a dress on Rodeo Drive today, and the women wouldn't help me. And I have all this money now and no dress. Not that I expect you to help me, but I have all of this, okay? I have to buy a dress for dinner tonight, and nobody will help me. Oh, man, if you were calling the cops. Yeah, call the cops. That's great. Tell them I said hi.
Women's clothing. Bridget, please. Yes, Bridget, hello. This is Barnard Thompson here at the Regent Beverly... Yes, but I'd like you to do a favor for me, please. I'm sending someone over. Her name is Vivian. She's a special guest. She's the niece of a very special guest.
Now, this is the jewel in Morse's crown. Prime industrial property straddling the port of Long Beach and Los Angeles. The real estate possibilities are endless. But most of the yard will just level.
Just got the information, Mr.
Stafford. Edward, we just got the Morse update. Don, can you hold the projection, please? What? Speak.
Old man Morse just got the inside track on a $350 million contract to build destroyers for the Navy.
An
Navy contracts. I can't believe this. I thought you said they had nothing in the hopper on this one.
I thought they didn't.
Hey, you know, if that's true, it could cost a lot more. Those stocks could go through the roof.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
Maybe we're lucky to get this information now, sir. So we can still walk away from
it. Walk away? Hey, forget it, pal. We got 1,000 man hours in on this. Nobody's walking away from anything.
Philip, I think he's
forget
right.
Forget it, Mark.
I don't want to hear it. Relax.
Who do we know on the Senate Appropriations Committee?
Senator Adams.
All right, Senator Adams. Let's find out where he is. The Navy's not going to spend $350 million on anything without going to appropriations first.
I don't understand what's going on here today, gentlemen.
Hello?
Well, that's why I hired you, Phil, to do my worrying for me. I'll be in your office. Bob, if you want to send over the geologicals.
No problem.
Thank you.
Edward, listen, everything all set for the meeting tonight?
Yes, Senator Adams.
Huh? Who is this girl you're going with?
Yes.
Nobody you know?
Don't worry, Mrs. Rainey. I'll call you the minute it comes in.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Hello. You must be Vivian. My name's Bridget.
Yeah, hi. Barney said you'd be nice to me.
He's very sweet. What are your plans while you're in town?
We're going to have dinner.
Oh, don't sit up there, dear.
You're going to go out? Dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll need a cocktail dress then. Come with me.
Now, I'm sure we're going to find something here that your uncle will love.
You're a size 6, right?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Oh, that's my job.
Bridge, he's not really my uncle. They never are, dear.
Barney. Sorry, mister. I got a dress.
Well, I'd rather hoped you'd be wearing it.
Oh, no, I didn't want to get it messed up. Listen, I got shoes, too. You want to see?
No, that won't be necessary. I'm sure they're quite lovely. Thank you.
Okay, well, listen, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Bridget was really great, and I just wanted to say thanks. You're cool.
You're welcome, Miss Vivian.
Hello?
Never, ever pick up the phone.
Then why are you calling me?
Did you buy clothes today?
I got a dress. A cocktail one.
That's good.
I'll be in the hotel lobby 7:45 sharp.
What, you're not coming up to the door?
This isn't a date, it's business.
Where are you taking me, anyway?
Taking you
to a restaurant called the Voltaire.
Very elegant.
All right. I'll meet you in the lobby, but only because you're paying me to.
Well, thank you very much. Get her back for me, please.
Mr. Stuckey wanted to see you.
Yes, tell him I'm in the middle of a very important phone call.
Hello?
I told you not to pick up the phone.
Then stop calling me. Barney.
It didn't fit.
Oh, no. I've got a little problem.
All right, Miss Vivian, one more time. Dinner napkin?
Dinner napkin. Lay gently in the lap.
Good. Elbows off the table. Don't slouch. Shrimp fork. Salad fork. Dinner fork.
I definitely have the salad fork. The rest of the silverware is a little confusing.
All right, if you get nervous, just count the times. Now, 4 times, dinner fork. And sometimes there are 3 times, the salad fork. And sometimes...
Pardon me, Mr. Lewis. I'm Mr. Thompson. I'm the manager of the hotel.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, I just want to make one call.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a message for you, sir.
From who?
From your niece, sir.
My what?
The young lady who's staying with you in your room, sir.
Oh. I think we both know that she's not my niece.
Of course.
The reason I know that is that I am an only child.
Yes, sir.
What's the message?
She's waiting for you in the lounge. Intriguing young lady, Miss Vivian.
Intriguing.
Have a good evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Thompson. I'm
Thompson.
The manager. Manager of the hotel, sir.
Thank you.
You're stunning.
You're forgiven.
Shall we go to dinner?
This way, Mr. Lewis, your party's waiting.
Stop fidgeting. Mr. Morse.
Yes, Mr. Lewis. I'm Jim Morse. This fireball is my grandson, David.
Well, I don't know about the fireball part, but grandson's true enough.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you both. This is a friend of mine, Vivian Ward.
Hi. Really glad to
Morse,
meet you.
Morse, David.
Hi.
Please sit. Where are you going?
I'm going to the ladies' room.
Upstairs to the right.
Excuse me.
Shall I order for you?
Yeah. Please do so. Thank you.
I'll do that.
Mr. Lewis, my grandfather believes the men who create a company should control its destiny.
Where's the salad?
The salad comes at the end of the meal.
That's the fork I knew.
Let me put it another way. Between your public statements and the rumors flying around on this thing, we find it very hard to figure out what your real intentions are.
I don't know about you, but I've never been able to figure which goes with what.
You know, there was a time when we built ships the size of cities. Men like my grandfather made this country.
Who ordered this?
The gentleman did, ma'am. Bon appetit.
These are escargot. It's French for snails. It's a delicacy. Try it. David?
Mr. Lewis, if you were to get control, and I don't think you will, but if you did, what do you plan to do with the company?
Break it up and sell off the pieces?
I'm sure you understand I'm not thrilled at the idea of your turning 40 years of my work into your garage sale.
At the price I'm paying for this stock, Mr. Morse, you are going to be a very rich man.
I'm rich enough. I just want to head my shipyard.
Slippery little suckers.
It happens all the time.
I met your father. What's his name?
Carter.
Yeah, Carter. Carter Lewis. He's not quite the bastard everybody says he is.
No, I have the franchise on that.
Does that make him proud?
I doubt it. It doesn't really matter now. He passed away.
I hadn't heard. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Mr. Morse, you asked for this meeting. What can I do for you?
Leave my company alone.
I can't do that. I own 10 million shares.
I'll buy your stock back.
You don't have the money.
We will. We're getting a contract to build 10 destroyers.
There will be no contract. The contract is now buried in Appropriations Committee, and it will remain there.
And how the hell do you pull something like that? What do you got? You got dirty politicians in your pockets now
easy,
or something?
Easy, easy. Calm down. Calm down, David. Mr. Lewis plays hardball.
Yes, yes, I do.
I've heard enough of this. Vivian, it was a great pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry, Grandfather. I've got to get some air. Mr. Lewis.
I'd better join my grandson. You two enjoy your dinner. I'm sure it'll be delicious. Good luck, miss. Watch out, Lewis. I'm gonna tear you apart.
I look forward to it, sir.
Edward! Edward, you said you never come out here.
Well, I'm only halfway out.
Didn't say much in the car on the way home. You thinking about dinner? I was a maniac. I mean, the business was good, I think, you know? He's in trouble. You want his company. He doesn't want to let it go.
Thanks for the recap.
Problem is, I think you like Mr. Morse.
What I would like is for you to get down from there. You're making me very nervous. Please, come down.
It's making you nervous? What if I just lean back a little bit like this? Would you rescue me if I fell?
Vivian, I'm serious. Come, I'm not looking.
It's really high. Look, no hands. Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
The truth is, it really is totally irrelevant whether I like this man or not. I will not let myself become emotionally involved in business.
I know. Kit's always saying to me, don't get emotional when you turn tricks. That's why no kissing. It's too personal. It's like what you're saying. You stay numb. You don't get involved. When I'm with a guy, I'm like a robot. I just do it. I mean, except with you.
Of course not with me. You and I are such similar creatures, Vivian. We both screw people for money.
I'm sorry to hear about your dad. When did he die?
Last month.
Do you miss him?
I hadn't spoken to him in 14 and a half years. I wasn't there when he died.
Do you want to talk about this?
No.
I'll tell you what. Because I got an idea. Let's watch old movies all night. We'll just veg out in front of the TV.
Veg out?
Yeah. Be still like vegetables. Lay like broccoli.
I gotta tell you what. I'll be back. We'll do broccoli tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm going downstairs for a while.
Did you say marriage license?
No, don't change the subject. Just give me the stand.
Oh, I love you, Adam, Alex, Peter, Brian, whatever your name is. Oh, I love you.
Hi, I'm in the penthouse. The guy that was here, Mr. Lewis, have you seen him down there anywhere?
I only play for strangers.
I was getting lonely upstairs all by myself.
Gentlemen, would you mind leaving us, please? Thank you.
People always do what you tell them to do. I guess so.
Wake up, time to shop. Now, if you have any trouble using this card, have them call the hotel, all right?
More shopping.
I'm surprised you didn't buy more than one dress yesterday.
It wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
Why not?
They were mean to me.
Mean to you?
People are looking at me.
They're not looking at you. They're looking at me.
The stores are not nice to people. I don't like it.
Stores are never nice to people. They're nice to credit cards. Okay. Stop fidgeting. Get rid of your gum. I don't believe you did that.
Yes, I am Mr. Hollister, the manager. May I help you?
Edward Lewis.
Ah, yes, sir.
You see this young lady over here?
Yes.
Do you have anything in this shop as beautiful as she is?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. No. I'm saying we have many things as beautiful as she would want them to be. That's the point I was getting at. And I think we can all agree with that. That's why when you came in here,
you know what we're going to
need
from
the first?
We're going to need a few more people helping us out. I'll tell you why. We're going to be spending an obscene amount of money in here. So we're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us because that's what we really like.
Oh.
You understand that?
Sir, if I may say so, you're in the right store and the right city, for that matter. Anything you see here, we can do, by the way. Get ready to have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Mary Pat, Mary Kate, Mary Frances, Tova, let's see it. Come on, bring it on.
Absolutely divine.
Great picture. Excuse me, sir. Exactly how obscene an amount of money were you talking about? Just profane or really offensive?
Really offensive.
I like him so much.
How's it going so far?
Pretty well, I think.
I think we need some major sucking up.
Very well, sir. You're not only handsome, but a powerful man. I could see the second you walked in here, you were someone to reckon with.
Hollister. And,
yes, sir.
Not me. Her.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
How are we doing, ladies?
Oh, Edward, where the hell are you? The word's all over the street.
Morse is going to raise your offer, pal.
He's countering. God, he is a tough old bird.
Knows the Navy contracts are stalled. Where's he going to get the money?
I don't know. I think he's throwing in with the employees. He still needs someone to underwrite the paper.
You find out who it is. I'll be in the office in an hour.
Yeah, okay, you got it. You're on your own. I have to go back to work. You look great.
She has my card.
And we'll help her use it, sir.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Love that tie.
Give her the tie.
The tie.
Take off the tie. Give her the tie.
The tie.
He really wants to do this.
He would go crazy about this tie. Really.
Who ordered pizza?
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me. Pretty woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty woman, look my way.
Remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big.
Huge.
I have to go shopping now.
Pretty woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away. Hey.
Fellas, let's finish this up this afternoon. Jake, set something up with Blair.
2 o'clock, 2:30 would be good.
You were right about Morse. He mortgaged everything he owns right down to his underwear to secure a loan from the bank. And it's not just any bank.
Plymouth Trust, huh? So, it goes without saying that your business means a lot more to them than our friend Mr. Moore, so all you gotta do is call the bank.
Yeah.
Edward, excuse me for saying this, but what the hell is wrong with you this week? Are you giving Morse a chance to get away?
You know what I used to love when I was a kid, Phil?
What?
Blocks. Building blocks, erector sets.
So I liked Monopoly, huh? Boardwalk, Park Place. Well, what's the point?
We don't build anything, Phil. We don't make anything.
We make money, Edward. We worked for a year on this deal. It's what you said you wanted. I'm handing it to you. Morse's jugular is exposed. It's time for the kill. Let's finish this. Call the bank.
How was your day, dear?
Nice tie.
I got it for you.
Well, my mother was a music teacher and married my father, whose family was extremely wealthy. Then he divorced my mother to be with another woman. And he took his money with him. And then she died. I was very angry with him. It cost me $10,000 in therapy to say that sentence. I was very angry with him. I do it very well, don't I? I'll say it again. I was very angry with him. Hello, my name is Mr. Lewis. I am very angry with my father.
I would have been angry at the $10,000.
My father was president of the third company I ever took over. I bought it. I sold it off piece by piece.
What did the shrink say?
I was cured.
Well, so you got even. That must have made you happy. Did I mention my leg is 44 inches from hip to toe? So basically, we're talking about 88 inches of therapy wrapped around you for the bargain price of
$3,000.
Service of the Falcons passes to Keenan. This is Bill Fricker with Buenos and giving you play-by-play in this marvelous charity event.
Watch where you're walking, because if you step in something, we're not going back in the car. All right, not too near the tree. I don't like the hands.
Hello! Have you seen Edward anywhere?
What if someone recognizes me?
Not likely. They don't spend too much time on Hollywood Boulevard.
You did.
Come on, let go. Let go. All right. You look great. You look like a lady. You're going to have a wonderful time. Okay, don't fidget and smile.
Hummel's coming around the side. Token edges up Keenan. Penalty on that play.
This is Gwen and Gretchen, the infamous Olsen sisters, who have made marrying well an art form.
Edward.
Be back just a second. Hold on.
So, you're the flavor of the month.
She's just being testy. Edward's our most eligible bachelor. Everybody is trying to land him.
Well, I'm not trying to land him. I'm just using him for sex.
Well done!
Well done! Walk, walk, walk! Tell me again why we're here.
Business.
Business mingling?
Yeah.
That's the chucker, ladies and gentlemen. Falcon 7, Gems 4.
Excuse me. Edward! Edward!
Over here.
Phil!
Good to see you.
You too. I want you to meet a new friend of mine, Vivian Ward.
Well, hi. Philip Stuckey. This is my wife, Elizabeth.
It's always a pleasure meeting one of Edward's girls. Oh, my God. It's Tate Whitley Wallington.
Tate! It's me, Elizabeth from Workout World.
Hold there. An aerobics queen.
Feel the burns.
Well, hey, let me get you something to drink. Vivian, why don't you start with that? Okay, I'll be right back. By the way, did you notice Senator Adams is here?
Mm-hmm. I asked him.
That is why I have pledged my eternal love to you.
Real genuine guy. Where is he?
He's my lawyer. It's all right.
He could freeze ice on his wife's ass.
We'll try that later.
These people are your friends?
I spend time with them, yeah.
Well, no wonder.
No wonder what?
No wonder why you came looking for me.
And I do need some help from you ladies and gentlemen in the audience. We need you to help us replace some of the divots out here on the grass. So come on out now.
Come on, folks. You heard her, the stomping of the divots. This is a time-honored tradition, ladies and gentlemen. As old as the game of polo itself, kings and queens used to do this.
She's sweet, Edward. Wherever did you find her?
976, babe.
Only one word of advice. Avoid the steaming divot.
No, it's all part of the game of polo. You got to have your shoes polished by a member of the club. I think I've got something in the car that'll pump that up.
Thank you.
Vivian. Hi, David Moore.
Excuse me. David.
How are
you? I'm okay.
I thought that was you. I like this hat.
It's new.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Thanks.
Come meet my horse, Vivian.
Well, Edward's waiting for me. I don't want to...
Well, come on, he's right
here. Okay, I'll just for a second, though. I didn't know you were playing today.
I was asking for directions. There she was. She just ran into her? That's great. She's... So what does she do? Does she work? She's in sales. Sales? That's terrific. That's good. What does she sell? Why do you want to know? Well, just hear me out on this, okay? I know you a long time. I see some differences in you this week, like the tie, and I'm wondering if maybe this girl isn't the difference. Especially when I see her talking to David Morse.
I introduced them at dinner the other night.
So what, now they're best friends? I mean, this girl appears from out of nowhere. Now she's talking to a guy whose company we're trying to buy. That's a little convenient, don't you think? Edmund, how do you know that this girl hasn't attached herself to you because she's bringing information back to Morse? This happens. Industrial espionage goes on in Australia.
Phil, listen to me. She's not a spy. She is a hooker. She is a hooker. I picked her up in Hollywood Boulevard. In your car. Yes.
Oh, you are.
Yes.
Oh, you know, you're the only millionaire I ever heard of who goes looking for a bargain basement streetwalker, you know?
Edward! I'm sorry I told you.
Senator.
Senator Adams, I'm pleased you could make it.
Thank you. I hope the information I gave you was helpful.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Thank you for it. Now, there's no change in it, is there?
No, it's still bobbed down.
Having a nice time, Vivian?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Must be quite a change from Hollywood Boulevard, huh?
What?
Yeah, Edward told me. Hey, don't worry, your secret is safe with me. Listen, maybe you and I could get together sometime after Edward leaves.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, then we'll just have to do that. Hmm?
Hi, tailgaters. I'd like to mention a couple of our silver sponsors, Jacob's Distributors, Norell Saddlery, and we'd like to give a great big thanks to our platinum sponsor, Edward Lewis Enterprises.
The ball is in for chucker number four.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Fine. Oh, that's good. Seven fines since we left the match. Could I have another word, please?
Asshole. There's a word.
I think I like fine better.
You know what? Just tell me one thing. Why did you make me get all dressed up?
Well, for one thing, the clothing was appropriate.
No. What I mean is, if you were going to tell everybody I'm a hooker, why didn't you just let me wear my own clothes, okay? I mean, in my own clothes, when someone like that guy Stuckey comes up to me, I can handle it. I'm prepared.
I'm very sorry. I'm not happy with Stuckey at all for saying that or doing that. But he is my attorney. I've known him for 10 years. He thought she was some kind of an industrial spy. That guy's paranoid.
What are you, my pimp now? You know, you think you can just pass me around to your friends? I'm not some little toy.
No, you're not my toy. I know you're not my toy. Vivian! Vivian! I'm speaking to you. Come back here. I hate to point out the obvious, but you are, in fact, a hooker. And you are my employee.
Look, you don't own me. I decide, okay? I say who, I say when, I say who.
I refuse to spend the next 3 days fighting with you. I said I was sorry. I meant it. That's the end of it.
I'm sorry I ever met you. I'm sorry I ever got into your stupid car.
As if you had so many more appealing options.
I've never had anyone make me feel as cheap as you did today.
Somehow I find that very hard to believe. Where are you going?
I want my money. I want to get out of here.
Sorry. I wasn't prepared to answer questions about us. It was stupid and cruel. I didn't mean it. I don't want you to go. You stay the week.
Why?
I saw you talking to David Morris. I didn't like it.
We were just talking.
I didn't like it.
Down? First guy I ever loved was total nothing. The second was worse. My mom called me a bum magnet. There was a bum within a 50-mile radius. I was completely attracted to him. That's how I ended up here. I followed bum number three. So here I was, no money, no friends, no bum.
So you chose this as your profession?
I worked at a couple fast food places. Parked cars at wrestling. I couldn't make the rent. I was too ashamed to go home. That's when I met Kit. She was a hooker and made it sound so great. So one day I did it. I cried the whole time. But then I got some regulars and, you know, it's not like anybody plans this. It's not your childhood dream.
It could be so much more.
People put you down enough, you start to believe it.
I think you are a very bright, very special woman.
The bad stuff is easier to believe. You ever notice that?
No, I don't want to talk to him now. Tell him I'll call him on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going? Did he sign this?
No, he said he had to leave.
Hey, Edward, you can't disappear now. We're in this too deep.
Don't panic, Philip. Morse isn't going anywhere. I'll be back here in the morning. Could you send the tickets to the hotel?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I have a date.
With the hooker?
Be careful, Philip.
Look okay?
Something's missing.
Well, nothing else is going to fit into this dress, I'll tell you that.
Maybe something in this box. I don't want you to get too excited. It's only on loan.
Oh! They really let you borrow this from the jewelry store?
I'm a very good customer.
If you were going to buy this, how much would it cost?
$250,000.
$250,000. So where are we going?
It's a surprise.
If I forget to tell you later, I had a really good time tonight.
Thank you. Not fidgeting, you look very beautiful and very tall.
It should be a pretty smooth flight, Mr. Lewis. The weather is clear all the way up to San Francisco. We should be there in about 50 minutes.
We're late.
No, it's all right. Opening night never sounds on time.
Okay. Program, sir.
Thank you.
Right this way, Mr. Lewis.
Doris.
Nice to see you.
Sir?
Good evening, Edward.
Wonderful news. Congratulations.
Hey, come here. You got to look at this.
It's all right. I've already seen it.
If you're afraid of heights, why do you get seats up here?
Because they're the best.
Is there anything else, sir?
No.
The glasses are there. Enjoy you.
Oh. So, you said this is in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I going to know what they're saying? These are broken. Mine are broken.
No, that's okay. It's all right.
Oh.
You'll know. Believe me. You'll understand. The music's very powerful.
There's a band.
People's reactions to opera, the first time they see it, is very dramatic. Either love it or they hate it. If they love it, they will always love it. If they don't, they may learn to appreciate it, but it will never become part of their soul.
Thank you.
Opera, dear.
Oh, it was so good, I almost peed my pants.
What?
She said she liked it better than Pirates of Penzance.
Oh.
Yeah. No, don't.
I moved the queen. I like the queen.
You can't move the
queen. It's your did that.
Why don't we finish this tomorrow? It's really late. I have to work.
Why don't you not go to work tomorrow? Take the day off.
Me not work?
Yeah.
I do own the company.
Storage reports you wanted, and Mr. Lewis called.
What did he say?
He said he's taking the day off.
He's taking the day off?
That's what he said.
I'm starving. There's a snapdog vendor over there. Do you have any money?
I have money. I don't know what a snapdog is.
Well, I'm gonna give. You'll buy a snapdog. We'll cop a squat under a tree somewhere.
Cop a what?
Cop a squat.
All right, read the first two pages. Okay. I was talking to someone.
I was talking to
death, heaven, my bootless crimes. Look upon myself, curse my fate.
Thank you.
love you. What are you thinking about sitting here all by yourself?
The fact that this will be our last night together, then you'll finally be rid of me.
Well, you've been pretty tough to take.
My business is almost over, so I'll be going back to New York. I'd really like to see you again.
You would?
Yes. Yes, I would. I've arranged for you to have an apartment, have a car. I have a wide variety of stores guaranteed to suck up to you anytime you want to go shopping. Everything's done.
What else? You can leave some money by the bed when you pass through town?
Vivian, it really wouldn't be like that.
How would it be?
Well, for one thing, it would get you off the streets.
That's just geography.
Vivian, what is it you want? What do you see happening between us?
I don't know. When I was a little girl, my mama used to lock me in the attic when I was bad, which was pretty often. And I would pretend I was a princess trapped in the tower by a wicked queen. And then suddenly, this knight on a white horse with these colors flying would come charging up and draw his sword. And I would wave, and he would climb up the tower and rescue me. But never in all the time that I had this dream did the knight say to me, "Come on, baby, I'll put you up in a great condo."
Yes.
I had to call.
I just got off the phone with James Morse. Get this.
He wants to meet with you today.
What about?
You wouldn't say.
Edward, I think we got him. His nuts are on the block. We got him.
Look, if he's really caving in, I want to get him to commit his stocks to us this afternoon.
No, it's no good. If he's really caving in, I don't want to wait till this afternoon. Have Morse meet me downtown this morning. Goodbye. To go now. I want you to understand. I heard everything you said. This is all I'm capable of right now. It's a very big step for me.
I know. It's a really good offer for a girl like me.
I've never treated you like a prostitute.
You just did.
It's Barnard Thompson here, Miss Vivian. Could you come down to the front desk? There's someone here who wants to speak to you. She says her name is Miss DeLuca.
Let me talk to her. Let me just talk to her. Yo, Viv, babe, would you come down here? The sphincter police won't let me through. Okay. She's on her way.
Fine.
Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
The window washer is refusing to come down.
It's a Saturday. Wait here, please. Watch her.
Yes, sir. $50, Grandpa, for 75, the wife can watch.
Listen, I've been calling you.
Yeah, I know. They told me at the banana you were looking for me.
You were supposed to come by Tuesday. I left the money at the desk.
I was hiding out from Carlos.
Well, if you picked up the money, you wouldn't have to hide.
Hey, I was busy. I had a life, you know. Nino got beat up. We had to visit him in the hospital. Rachel got arrested. It was a mess. Anyway, I got the money. Thank you very much for saving my ass now. And Carlos can get off of it. You know, he was talking about you last night. He would bust something if he saw you in this outfit.
I was afraid to hug you up there. I might wrinkle you. You look really good. No, something with shade. You clean up real nice.
Sure don't fit in down on the boulevard looking like you do. Not that you ever did.
Well, thanks. But it's easy to clean up when you got money.
Yeah. So, when does he leave?
Tomorrow.
You get to keep the clothes?
Yeah. Edward asked me if I wanted to see him again. But I think definitely no. I mean, it's just another week, right?
Definitely no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
I know this weepy look on
your face.
Oh,
no, you don't.
You fell in love with him.
No, Kit, please.
Oh, stop it.
You fallen in love with
him? Kit.
Did you kiss him on the mouth? Yeah, I did. You kissed him on the mouth? I did. It was nice. You fall in love with him and you kiss him on the mouth? Did I not teach you anything? Look, I'm not stupid, okay? I'm not in love with him. I like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
You definitely like him. Well, he's not a bum. He's a rich, classy guy.
Who's gonna break my heart, right?
Oh, no, come on. You don't know that. Hey, he asked you, right? Maybe you guys could, like, you know, get a house together and, like, buy some diamonds and a horse. I don't know. Anyway, it could work. It happens.
When does it happen, Kit? When does it really happen? Who does it really work out for? Did it work out for Skinny Marie or Rachel?
Those were very specific cases of crackheads.
I just want to know who it works out for. You give me one example of somebody that we know that it happened
name
for.
Name someone?
Yeah,
you want me to name someone? You want me to, like, give you a name or something?
I'd like a name.
Oh, God, the pressure of a name. Cinder fucking Rella.
Mr. Morse, you said this morning you wished to speak to Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis is now listening.
I've reconsidered my position on your acquisition offer. On one condition. I'm not so concerned about me, but the people who are working for me.
It's not a problem. They'll be taken care of. Now then, gentlemen, if we could address ourselves to the contracts in front of you, if you look...
Excuse me, Phil. Gentlemen, I'd like to speak to Mr. Morse alone. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, you heard the man. Please wait outside.
You too, Phil.
What do you mean?
I mean I would like to speak to Mr. Morse alone.
Why does he get to stay?
Please. Please. I'll be right outside.
Good.
Is that better?
It's all right.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Black.
Mr. Morse, my interests in your company have changed.
What is it you're after now, Mr. Lewis?
Well, I no longer wish to buy your company and take it apart. But I don't want anyone else to either. And it is still extremely vulnerable. So I find myself in unfamiliar territory. I want to help you.
Why?
Mr. Morse, I think we can do something very special with your company.
What about our Navy contracts?
They weren't dead. Just delayed. I bluffed a little bit.
You're very good at it.
Thank you very much. It's my job. I think we can leave the details up to the others.
I find this hard to say without sounding condescending, but I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I think we can let in the other suits now. Let's continue the meeting.
Come in, gentlemen. Sit down.
Edward, please, what was this all about? It's all yours, Phil. Finish it up.
Hold it.
folded. These aren't signed. These aren't signed. Can someone please tell me what the fuck is going on here?
Mr. Lewis and I are going to build ships together. Great big ships.
You know, I think I'm going to go for a walk. Just stay here for a while. I'll be back.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lewis.
I'm looking for Edward.
Edward's not here. I thought he was with you.
No. Edward is definitely not with me. No. If Edward were with me, when Edward was with me, he didn't blow off billion-dollar deals. I think that Edward's with you. That's what I think. Mind if I have a drink?
No. Oh, thank you.
Well, just wait.
Edward will be back soon. Any minute, he'll be home.
You know, this is not home. This is a hotel room. And you are not a little woman. You're a hooker. Maybe you're a very good hooker, you know. I mean, maybe if I do you, then I wouldn't care about losing millions of dollars, because I have to be very honest with you right now, Vivian. Right now, I really do care. I really do. And right now, I am really pissed, you know? Right now, I am just freaking out. So maybe if I screw you, huh, and take you to the opera, then I could be a happy guy. Just like that.
Hey, get off me! Hey!
Ow! Come on, come on!
Okay. Get off me! Get off! Get off me! Get off me!
$50 whore, baby!
What are you doing?
Get off!
Stop. I don't want to hurt you! Stop!
I don't want to tell you this, you already did!
Out of here! Look! She's a whore, man. She's a goddamn... Ah! Oh!
You broke my nose. Get out of here.
What is wrong with you? Come on, Edwin. I gave you 10 years. I devoted my whole life to you.
This is bullshit.
This is such bullshit. It's the kill you loved, not me. I made you a very rich man doing exactly what you loved. Now get out of here. Get out!
Why do guys always know how to hit a woman right across the cheek, wham, and it feels like your eye is going to explode? What do they do? Do they pull you aside in high school and show you how to do this? Is that... Oh.
Not all guys hit.
I heard about what you did with Morris.
It was a business decision.
It was good.
It felt good.
I think this is okay. I gotta get going.
Yes, I noticed you packed. Why are you leaving now?
Edward, there'll always be some guy, even some friend of yours, thinking he can treat me like Stucky, thinking that it's allowed. What are you gonna do? You gonna beat up everybody?
That's not why you're leaving.
Look, you made me a really nice offer. And a few months ago, no problem. But now everything is different, and you changed that, and you can't change back. I want more.
I know about wanting more. I invented the concept. The question is how much more?
I want the fairy tale.
Impossible relationships.
My special gift is impossible relationships. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you ever need anything, dental floss, whatever, you give me a call.
I had a good time.
Me too. Let me get you a bellboy.
No, I got it.
I'll carry this.
Thanks.
Stay. Stay the night with me. And not because I'm paying you, but because you want to.
I can't. I think you have a lot of special gifts.
I didn't do it, sir.
No, I didn't say that. I want you to call maintenance and have them deal with this. You must delegate authority.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Barney.
Miss Vivian.
I wanted to say goodbye.
Well, then I gather you're not accompanying Mr. Lewis to New York.
Come on, Barney. You and me live in the real world most of the time.
Have you arranged for transportation?
I'm going to call a cab.
Allow me. Darryl.
Yes, sir.
Please take Miss Vivian anywhere she wishes to go.
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure knowing you. Come and visit us again sometime.
Stay cool.
Is that everything, sir?
Yes, that's everything.
I'll meet you downstairs.
Thank you.
He looks so dopey.
San Francisco's not that great, you know.
It's bad climate. It's foggy. It's unpredictable.
I'll wear a sweater.
What are you going to do there?
Get a job. Finish high school. You know, I got things I can do, you know. I used to make pretty good grades in high school.
Yeah, I could see that about you. I could see that.
Sure you won't come with me?
And leave all this? Not in a million.
Come here.
Whoa!
What is this?
It's part of the Edward Lewis Scholarship Fund. We think you got a lot of potential, kid Luca.
You do? You think I got potential?
Oh, yeah. Don't let anybody tell you different, okay? Take care of you.
No, I can't. I can't. It's your favorite.
What time's your bus?
An hour?
Yeah, well, I gotta split because goodbyes make me crazy, so take care of you.
Whoa.
Miss Lewis,
you don't have any messages for me, do you?
No, I'm afraid not, sir.
I'll need a car to the airport also.
Of course. Daryl will take you wherever you need to go. Daryl, the limousine out front, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Daryl. One last thing. If you could possibly return this to Fred's for me, please.
Yes, of course. May I, sir?
Of course, please.
Must be difficult to let go of something so beautiful. You know, Daryl also drove Miss Vivian home yesterday. I'll take care of it.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Plane is leaving as scheduled, sir. And you should be back in New York on time.
I'm gonna have to charge you a little more rent than Vivian because I got this beauty course I'm looking into and I'm not gonna be there that much. You know, because you just can't turn tricks forever. You gotta have a goal. Do you have a goal?
Well, I always wanted to be in the ice capades.
Help you, love?
Here we go. Thank you very much.
So, you got a lot of stuff you gotta move in?
No, Carlos burned most of my stuff when I said I was moving out.
Rescued her.
She rescues him right back.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Pretty woman walking down the street.